Just in the past week, people following the Summer Olympics in London saw an example of what some say was cheating. Several top-performing badminton players were disqualified from the Olympics after they intentionally performed poorly to avoid having to play certain teams later on, thereby giving themselves a better chance of advancing into the medal rounds. It could be argued they were not cheating. Instead, they were using a loophole in the rules to give them an advantage later. And it's that ambiguity that will be explored at this morning's lecture by Duke University's Dan Ariely. Chautauqua's education director, Shara Babcock, says Ariely writes about moral flexibility.
His work suggests that if I do something that I know why I did it, and I know that my motives were pure, even if I stretched it a little bit, is it really cheating? Do I see it as cheating? Now, if you do the same thing and I see you doing it and I don't know your motives, then I'm going to know that it's cheating and I'm going to think less of you. Why are you doing this? And so the real question is, how do we look at cheating? What do we define as cheating?
A native son returns to Chautauqua on Wednesday to discuss cheating in athletics. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will be joined by NBC's Luke Russert and SEC Commissioner Mike Slive. Now, Goodell meted out several penalties this offseason for a bounty scandal involving New Orleans Saints coaches and players. Goodell told reporters at a news conference earlier this year it's all about the integrity of the game.
Everybody is going to have to operate by the same rules. And if we don't do that, the integrity of the game and what fans love about the game will be impacted negatively. And that's my responsibility.
Other speakers this week will address cheating within marriage and cheating in the classroom. Chautauqua's religion director, Joan Brown Campbell, says it's important that issues like this are brought to the forefront.
Our theme for the week is creating cultures of honor and integrity. That perhaps cheating is rooted in a cultural lag that we have, or even a cultural misstep that we've taken, where we're not trying hard enough to create cultures of honor and integrity. And when you think about it, what does cheating come from? It really comes from a lack of a kind of internal moral understanding of honor and integrity.
Among the afternoon speakers at the Hall of Philosophy this week is former Atlanta mayor and UN ambassador Andrew Young. He'll be speaking Thursday at 3 about how good ethical behavior has shaped his life and humanitarian efforts. Then Friday night, it's the last of Chautauqua Theater's 3 productions this summer. Theater director Vivienne Benesch says Shakespeare's As You Like It opens at the Bratton Theater.
What better way to end a summer than with the celebration of As You Like It? The character of Rosalind at the center of As You Like It is one of the best female roles ever written, not just in Shakespeare's canon, but in ever. And she's sort of at the center of all these incredibly rich characters. And to me, it's like it's Shakespeare's symphony about love.
There's also dance on this week's calendar. Chautauqua's resident company, North Carolina Dance Theater, will perform with the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra Saturday night at the Amphitheater. Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley says dance has always been an important part of Chautauqua's cultural scene.
This year is the 30th anniversary of Jean-Pierre Bonfou running the Chautauqua Dance Program. He came in 30 years ago and really changed the dance program forever. The dance program has always had an emphasis on classical ballet with a wonderful emphasis on the Balanchine repertoire. But also over the years, it's devolved into modern dance, jazz dance. They really have to, dancers in today's world must be able to do everything.
Another highlight of the week is the awarding of the first ever Chautauqua Literary Prize to author Andrew Krivick, who will read from and sign copies of his book, The Sojourn, this afternoon at 4 at Smith Wilkes Hall. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.